Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is available on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brox learns that a sure sign that spring is on the way is the annual shearing of sheep in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
I know, I talk a lot about the weather, but winter this year really never seemed like winter, and the recent heat wave was especially enough to make one wonder if it ever really showed up at all. But the first Saturday in March felt chilly in Kathy Cable's barn out in Sydney, Illinois, 15 minutes from Urbana-Champaign. It seemed like a strange time to shear her 9 sheep. But most of these sheep were ladies, ewes, and they were about to deliver their lambs. These ewes were amazing. Big, round, cartoony-looking sheep gals with skinny, stickish legs. The sheep we count to fall asleep brought to vigorous, woolly life. And that was the major issue at hand. They were woolly. The fleece has to go before the lambs come along. And a hoof trim wouldn't hurt either. Making these formerly ubiquitous farm skills extra exciting on this day was a double whammy of relative inexperience. 3 sheep had never been shorn before. 3 sheep had only been shorn once. And 3 of the 5 shearers, students at the University of Illinois, had never shorn a sheep. One of them, Tricia Seal, was psyching herself up.
I've never done it before, so I'm a little nervous. I'm not sure, you know, how hard it actually is. He makes it look easy, but, you know, I know it's not going to be easy.
Before anything could happen, though, they had to get the sheep into the barn. Sheep number 1, standing motionless on the stand like a pro when I arrived, had been fully shorn by Kathy and was penned up and looking positively nude compared with the remaining ewes who were still outside in the yard. They thundered magnificently into the barn, interested in the food bribe being offered. They are sheep. But they turned and thundered right back out again after taking one look at the array of visitors, novice shearers, equipment, and sheep number 1. Wouldn't you? Once lured back into the barn, the sheep were, literally, in excellent hands. Dick Cobb is the instructor for the sheep production and working with farm animals classes in animal sciences at the University of Illinois that yielded today's novice shearers. He's been shearing sheep for 50 years. 50. He told me that back in the day, he could shear a sheep in 5 minutes and shear upwards of 50 in a single day. That was not the goal today, however. He was at Kathy's for the 2nd year in a row to demonstrate shearing technique and to encourage his students. The guy knows his way around a fleece, but he was all about educating the newbies.
What we're doing today is just give them the feel of the equipment in their hands, and you can shear one if you want, or 5-to-1, whatever works. And I was just really happy that we had some people in the class that wanted to do it.
Kathy was at work on her 2nd sheep. Sheep numbers 3 and 4 were lifted onto their stands. The students were shown by Dick how to use the hand pieces, which are really just oversized versions of the clippers you see in a barbershop. There was a brief moment of hesitation by the first volunteer. She clutched her hand piece. The sheep bawed. The hand piece buzzed to life and she began shearing, tentatively at first, and the other students followed suit. Dick Cobb coached. Wool began to fall off the ewes.
Okay, girl. 1 stroke.
When the shearing and fleece washing were over, Kathy estimated she'd have about 36 pounds of washed wool, which translates into about 30 pounds of yarn. It's now late March. Sheep were shorn and lambs were born. Spring is truly here on our local farms. This is Lisa Braltz for In My Backyard.
Lisa Braltz's stories can also be heard on our website, willag.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.